Hey, Martin County, and what's up, Indian Town? Guess what? I'm offended. Does anyone but me really care? Well, probably. Will they do anything to change the offense? Well, not until others step up and say enough. See, most only feel emboldened when there are others around them that feel the same way. No one wants to be the one amongst many. So, here we go. Let me lead the way. The recent immature and juvenile display on Warfield Boulevard in Indiantown by what I'd estimate 50 or so people, that was a cause of the offensive actions. Given that most of these people and their supporters are probably the kids that ate paste in school, I shouldn't let that be as offensive as it is, but hey, it is offensive. There's someone out there, though, that needs to hear this, so here I go. I want to make it very clear that I was doing for this community before some, if not most, of those children on the side of Warfield waving Guatemalan and Mexican flags were even born. My efforts were many, and if you really want to know about them, I'll help you and provide you a couple links. Not to brag, but to show you that I've done and not just run my mouth. I ask nothing in return, and I still don't. I guess I just accepted that the universe would be a little bit better with my effort to help others. I'd like to think it has been. I think the one thing that offends me most is the waving of a foreign national flag on my American soil, the same soil that I went overseas to help defend. The American flag is the flag of this land. It's a slap in the face and a spit in the eye to all that have served, to all that have lost loved ones and friends, to all that died in defense of that very same flag. You're not making any friends by looking like a gleeful bunch of uneducated and uninformed crybabies. This nation is a nation because of three very basic things: our borders, our language, as well as our culture. Without a secure border, we're invaded. Without a common language, we're separated. And without either of the first two, we no longer have an American culture. Here's how this is all going to work out, as it's been explained to me by people doing the enforcement. First, we deal with the worst of the worst, the criminal elements, the same types that have been raping our girls in Indiantown, the same that have been killing people in Indiantown, the same that are illegally holing up in boarding houses and enjoying young girls that they sexually exploit. Second, once we've eradicated the scum from our presence, we'll begin to dismantle the cartels. Once we achieve this, in short order, we'll return our eye to the states. That's when we begin rounding up the rest of those who are here illegally. I remind you of that word, illegal. My advice from someone that has a little bit of experience and insight: start now and get legal, because it's going to get harder and harder to work. It's going to get harder to send money home and survive here in America if you are not a citizen. And with citizenship comes responsibility, the first of which is respecting the nation you live in and flying her flag, not your old one. Do not start with the mothers and babies. Let me just remind you of Elian Gonzalez, and say nothing of the fruit pickers. 98% of the illegal population exists in urban areas. They're on welfare. They require American taxpayer dollars to live, and that is coming to an end. So prepare yourself now. And as for your rights, if you are illegal, you do not have any constitutional rights. They exist for our citizens. I guess there's still a group of people that still think they can push this woke crap in my face. Well, in case you missed the news, America has a new agenda. It does not include the woke agenda. It does not include an open border agenda either. Either get legal or go home. Get a fruit picker's card if you like. At least you'll be paying taxes, other than sales tax. Soon you'll pay taxes on the money you're sending out of the country, too. Big taxes. 25% plus taxes. Not enough. Either get legal or go home. As far as birthright citizenship, that ship sailed. You must be born to a citizen to be a citizen. Been that way since the start, or you naturalize. This is a new day. Your ways have been tried. They failed miserably. Now, for those of you that are legal, it's time to decide what kind of an American you are. My taxes will no longer pay for the illegitimate. If you want them here, house them on your dime and time. If an individual cannot take the time to do things the right way from day one, then there's not going to be any day two for the crooks. The third world and all of its ills have already infiltrated this great town. It's not the nationality or the color of the skin. It is the heart and the heads of those that exploit me and my taxes, as well as my good fortune and my grace. And those that refuse to adapt and then call me racist for upholding my culture and values, those days are done. There is a change coming. If you can't feel it, then you're numb. Things have changed. America has spoken. And these childish excuses and equitable standards of parlance are finished. Again, we're talking about a legal status. That has a lot of different potentials. So do not start, finish, or bring up racism to me. Don't ask me if I care about the illegal. Why should I, when no one cared they were being exploited to begin with? Why should I, when they broke the law and came here illegally? Why should I be the one that has to be conciliatory towards the criminal? Your community of migrants in Indiantown has some really dark hollows that are sick and perverted. They harbor third world practices and disease. You're becoming a barrio. Young women are being exploited for money. Single family homes are being used as brothels and boarding houses. Exploitation is rampant in Indiantown. But who sees it? Those in the shadows. We as a nation and a community are unable to help others when others are unable to help themselves. Our borders have been overrun and hands have been held out. We filled them at the expense of our fellow countrymen, and for this we get a protest. So don't come to me to ask again. My answer is no. No, until you and your community clean up their act and become Americans and everything it means. Yes, we were built on the backs of migrants and slaves, also industrialists and capitalists. And to that point, when you ask me who's going to pick my fruit if I deport you, you know, all I hear is, "Oi, who's going to pick my cotton if we free them?" See, your logic is circular. And I'll stand on the foundations of nature and her principles. America is strong because we have a foundation. Now we're going to begin refortifying that foundation. And that's just the way it is. So you can wave your flags and honk your horns, and all you're doing is showing your ignorance and turning more people away from whatever cause you might have had. Enough said. No more out.